The subject, why is the term, the subject is Sankirtan devotees. Why is the term Sankirtan devotees so commonly used in ISKCON nowadays to address book stroke prasadam distributors? Well, I never heard it used for prasadam distributors, but it's commonly used for book distributors, within my understanding. Maybe for prasadam distributors also. As I understand from His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada's books, we are all supposed to be Sankirtan devotees because we are part of Sri Chaitanya's Sankirtan mission. Not being a Sankirtan devotee is fatal in this respect. I looked through the Veda base and Srila Prabhupada never used the term himself, which is kind of suspicious. Thank you very much for clarification. Yes, we're all supposed to be part of Srila Prabhupada's Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ascribed the term Sankirtan to distribution of his books and books that are meant for awakening people to Krishna consciousness, because it's all part of the preaching mission. Kirtan means to glorify Krishna. Sankirtan means preaching Krishna consciousness. So I wouldn't make a big thing out of this. It's just like we're all members of the Sankirtan movement. But within that movement, some devotees are called pujaris because they do the service of puja. We're all supposed to worship Krishna, but those who do so as a specialized service, they are called pujaris. Those who cook, those whose specific service is to cook for Krishna, they may be called the cooks. It doesn't mean that no one else can cook, but because they do that specific service that is referred to them, they are referred to as that. So those who, specifically those who perform book distribution, that within my experience, they're called Sankirtan devotees. I don't know if Srila Prabhupada used that term, but it was commonly used in Srila Prabhupada's presence. He didn't object to that. So we may do so. Prasadam distribution is also good, but it's not a function of praising Krishna exactly, as the books are. So maybe that's a bit of a stretch to call those who are distributing prasadam Sankirtan devotees, although if you want to be generous, you could call everyone a Sankirtan devotee, but then there wouldn't be any need. You could just call them devotees. So anyway, I wouldn't make a big thing out of this.